Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, wherever you might be. Well, actually, that's not correct, because if you're on the other side of the world, it's actually getting dark about right now. 646-652-4479 tonight or today. We have a special show. This is going to be my first international show today, so very excited. And what we're going to do for a moment is we're going to wait for my guests because they're trying to kind of get things together over there on the other side of the world. So as I do that, I just want to kind of go into some past information just to give people who might be listening for the first time a little bit of a history of IMTN Worldwide Radio. I started the show some years ago, about 4 years ago now, I guess, on the basis of I worked as a talent manager, and I still do, also talent development. And what I wanted to do is start giving some of my talent an avenue to start voicing who they are. Most, when they first get started, have never been interviewed by anybody, not as far as the entertainment industry goes. They've interviewed for jobs before, but it's quite different when someone is interviewing you about you and what you're doing and what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. And when you're a talent, that's something that you really need to get used to quickly, you know, because eventually you will be on the radio live in your local city or town, or you might be on television, or you might be in a newspaper or a magazine. So you want to start getting good at that particular aspect of being a person in the invisibility. So I started doing it, and it expanded over the years. I started having people within the industry on my show, music producers and video directors, magazine publishers and whatnot. And then I continued to have other people on from different industries, whether it be business or it could have been, on sports, of course, as well. So this year I've been looking to get back on the saddle, so to speak. I've been gone for a few years now. I haven't been doing shows on a regular basis, but now I have been. And this year, I've been concentrating on talent once again, and we've had some great interviews over the last few months. So today is definitely going to be different. As again, I mentioned, this is going to be my first international show. Took a while to try to figure out the logistics of even being able to do it. But a few days ago, we were able to test it, and it seems like it works. So we're going to try it again today, and hopefully everybody will enjoy it. Again, the number is 646-652-4479. So if you are a fan of our guests today, you have a chance to call in and talk to them. And I'm also in the process of, just this second, opening the chat room. So that way, if you happen to be an international fan, you'd be able to comment within the chat room, and I will read your question and or comment live on air for our guests. So the chat room is open. If you're listening, the website, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, and then that way you'll be able to check out the show on your tablet or your laptop or your desktop or your smartphone. Again, 646-652-4479 is the number. And let me take a quick pause here and see where we stand as far as setting up. All right. So not just yet. So what are you doing if you're listening in regards to whatever your pursuits might be? Because one of the reasons I do these shows is to find out what people are doing, because a lot of people say that, well, the reason they haven't gotten started is because they don't know how. There's a lot of people who just feel that their circumstances won't allow them to really go after what they want. And one of the things I always say is, well, you have to look at it from the surface. What things have you done in the past that you did not allow obstacles to stop you, and you did it? And how much more important are those things than your current pursuit or dream or aspiration or goal? And that's where you have to really put yourself in a position of, okay, well, who can you blame if you never really even try? Okay? And so you really have, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be you trying to start a paint business or an electronic shop or a retail store or a restaurant or anything, you know, business or secular. I mean, business or entertainment. If you're trying to be a model, you're trying to be a makeup artist, you're trying to be a musician, you know. So you just have to kind of think about that sometimes, because, again, life is always going to be happening. There's always going to be things come up, and you just have to be animate about your dream to say, it doesn't matter what the obstacle is, I'm going to get over it, I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to do it, okay, because only you can do it. You're the only one who can actually make it happen. So, okay, now I'm getting a message. I don't know if I want to do this, because let's see. Let's find out. All right. It looks like, let's see. We might get started in a moment. Bear with me, folks. I'm committing one of the gross sins of radio, giving y'all dead time, but had to. I'm trying to set up this start of this interview as best as possible. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put us on a brief commercial break. I'm going to play a track for us so that way I can make sure I have everything set up, so that way I can introduce our guests properly. So this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll be right back.
is IMTM Worldwide Radio. That was a track called Smoke Signals, actually, by an artist, producer, Chris Pritham, of Illit Records. Definitely check them out. ILL-IT.com. Check them out there. Tell them I sent you. And it looks like we are about to have our guest call in, so bear with me here. It's going to be the first try. Let's see if we can make this work. And I appreciate everyone's patience. Again, this is the first time we've tried to do this live, so it's going to be kind of interesting to see if this works overall. I won't actually know until the show is over, so here we go. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
All right, we are live and on the air. So let's do this officially. Let's see, let me get to where I need to go. Here we go. All right. So sometimes you meet the greatest people by accident. Social media allows you to talk to people at any time, anywhere in the world. That's how I came across the Ocon twins. You can't ever assume someone is where they want to be with their dreams, and after asking a question or two, I began working with them. Now people are starting to take notice of these lovely ladies from London. Brand new to the modeling and acting scene, Samantha and Casilda have high aspirations. Find out what they are by listening to the show. So tune in, listen in, and call in. We are now live, IMTN Worldwide Radio. 646-652-4479 is the number. We have the Ocon twins live on the air. How y'all girls doing?
Hi. We're good, thank you.
Did you just say wicked? See, I gotta get all this. See, I knew y'all were going to get me today. All right, so first things first, thank you for making the time to be on the show today. I'm very excited. I can't wait to, you know, get this interview going. So first things first, for the audience, introduce yourselves by name if you could.
So I'm Sam, aka Samantha, love cat.
Okay, hold up. All right. So where in particular were you born, and what area did you grow up in?
So we were born in London, England, but we grew up in Hackney, London, which is, Hackney as well, which is where I grew up. So we moved a lot when we were young, so we lived in Hackney, then we lived in Percy, and now we live in Boston, Essex.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. For those who don't know those areas, what would you say about those areas as far as, like, I guess, was it small, was it big, was it quaint? What would you describe those cities as, areas as, towns?
All right, so the first one, Hackney, it was loud.
A young one in the background. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, yes, you do actually. My sister Daniela, she's been a pain. I have a little brother as well, and an older brother. Yeah.
Okay.
So in total, there's five of us.
Wow, so you have a nice big old family then. Okay.
Yeah, family. Yeah.
Right. So what would you say life was like growing up as young girls there? In your area there, and as sisters, and then also as twins. You can break them down one at a time.
So, as twins and sisters, it's different. Like, we made more friends because we look the same, so they found it really, like, exciting to, like, find two people that look the same and, like, have the same personality, so to feel the same pain. Just ask us lots of different things, loads of weird questions. We get so many, still get plenty now to the point. Just answer them.
I can imagine that. Let me ask you this. I don't know if it's funny, I don't know if it's crazy, but sound, and then I want Cass to answer. Name one thing about your childhood that you remember that was either funny or crazy. Sam first.
Funny or crazy, my childhood. Probably when we were really, really young and we were living in Hackney. We went to a primary school then. Me and my sister were very young, so somehow we switched classes. And I didn't know at the time that, well, I knew it was something bad you couldn't do, but I just did it regardless, but just done it.
Yeah.
And no one knew, no one clocked on. So that was something reckless, because I wouldn't do it now to this age, but back then I didn't care. And when I did it, it was so funny, and it was like an open secret that we had between each other. So that was something, it was different.
That sounds like a scene that we should put together one day. Cass, how about you?
For me, yeah, that was quite a crazy one for me, switching classes. But we would play tricks on our friends, even our families. They also tend to be Sam, she tends to be Cat and me. Cass. But in the world, so when we had boyfriends, they'll even confuse us. So it was crazy just pretending to be someone else, even though you kind of are that person.
See, I'm not even going to get into that much with your boyfriends and stuff. All right. So let me ask you this. When was the first time that you thought about modeling and acting as something you would want to do as a career?
Good question.
Times, especially if you're together or it's just in a public space, is that how you're able to communicate and be able to, of course, sometimes finish each other's sentences. You're always on the same page, so to speak. And that's one thing on the acting side. If you have opportunities to work together, that's going to be something that people will really, probably pick up on and enjoy. What is it about acting that makes you want to pursue it? Sam or Cass, you can answer individually if you want.
For me, I like making people, I would like the dream of just like making someone feel a certain way, like through the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So making someone cry, because of me, acting, it's just, I think, it's a good feeling that you're doing something you love and it's affecting someone in a good way that you want it to affect someone. Yeah, or in a bad way, if you're doing a sad movie, making them cry, that means you're doing a good job at what you're doing. So just making the character come to life and making people feel how they're supposed to feel while watching the movies, I think it's good.
Okay, that's a good answer. How about modeling?
Modeling is completely different.
Yeah.
With modeling, it's hard, but at the same time, there's a challenge that you need to go through and you need to do it successfully. So if you have to do a catwalk, you need to make sure you have your walk on point, you need to make sure your posture, your body language. So it's a bit difficult, but at the same time, if you love a challenge, you can do it, and if you're confident, it's fun. So we're trying to work on that between each other, because modeling isn't our strongest side, but we're learning and we're progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So modeling is completely different from acting, but at the same time, they're both in the same
industry.
They're both put yourself out there.
They're both good entertainment.
Definitely that, as far as putting yourself out there, and one of the biggest parts of that is putting yourself out there. So like you said, you're progressing on something that you're not the strongest on yet, but you're getting there. And again, it's just a matter of let other people make those decisions, but you at least need to try. So that's really good that you already know that. Name some of the things there in the London area that you have done so far, either on the acting or the modeling side.
We've done some different things. So we do separate things and things together. So what should we say first? So first, I was getting more jobs than stand. So I did Facebook commercial. This was 2 days. So it was really good. I travel. I forgot where I went, but it was amazing. And then set was like fake snow and all that. But and I did Bad Education movie. So like the, I think that's the Cornwall. I played the German double of
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, yeah.
Which is the main character.
But she had opportunity.
Right.
Whereas I didn't have the opportunity. I've done short films. I've done an Airbnb commercial.
Yeah.
I've done lots of extra work for films. A lot of extra work. Lots of commercial work as well. A lot of commercial work. I'm like, doing my commercials now. We both did a movie last year for the Weekend Movie, which is a black comedy coming out later this year, and it's going to be part two as well, like there'll be the second of that version, and we recently just got cast with it for The Good Family, which is a TV show coming out early next year, late next year, so we're filming early this year,
Wow, so y'all are definitely pretty busy then, and that's very exciting. And again, I know because it's not easy on the scheduling side because you know you work and you have other things going on. So to be able to be available is a big deal. But and like I always tell people, sometimes you can't do certain things because you can't get away, and you can never get discouraged by that because you know what your priorities are. So I definitely applaud both of you for making that kind of a push. I'm going to move forward. Well, no problem. You are still relatively new. So what are some of the things that you would like to do as actresses and models in the future?
So we would both love to do, movies. We're mostly interested in like adventure movies, action movies, comedy movies, like, example would be, Hunger Games would be good.
Yeah, like, action with
Harry Potter. We're the new, or Twilight, we're the new, like, two sisters to go on a quest and do something.
Did you just say quest? Here we go.
Yeah, quest. And when it comes to, modeling, we would love to just run the walk the catwalk. We would love to.
Now let me ask you this: as baby sister is being upset, do you have a walk? I mean, because actually I've not seen y'all walk yet. So do you think you have a good walk?
Pardon?
Do you think you have a good catwalk walk?
Oh, catwalk. Probably not the strongest, but I think I could be fierce out there. I think we could definitely. We've done it before. We've done it at the African Model Award. And we had to audition on that very day that we had the show, which we didn't know about. So we did the walk. Surprisingly, it was really good. So I say, if there's no practice, our walk would be 100% good.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine, and I'm definitely on the action side of films. That's where it's at nowadays. You have some big blockbusters that are actually being shot out of London sometimes. So it's just going to be a matter of time for both of y'all to be seen in that light, and also comedy because both of y'all are quite funny. I know that for a fact. Let me ask you this question. I haven't asked this question before to anybody actually. Do you think you'll be able to handle it when you become mega successful?
Good question. Yeah, without a doubt. I feel like we've already tried preparing ourselves for that. We have it in our minds how hard it's going to... I feel like as long as it's private and we keep ourselves to ourselves, then it won't be as hard. we just want to be personal. So, and then we can handle it. We want to be able to handle it. So we just put our minds to it that we're focused and we understand how, you know, perplexed we are and social media and negativity in the tabloids. But I think we're ready for it.
Okay, that's fair. And I definitely don't want to see you on the tabloids either. So here's another question I've never had a chance to answer, I mean ask before, because I've never had sisters on at the same time. Are one of you more talented than the other in anything, and if so, what?
In anything.
In anything.
Yeah. I think I'm more athletic. No way. I'm way more.
I started something. Sometimes you need to know those things, and sometimes you don't really think about it until you're actually asked the question. So that's really cool that, well, even though y'all have differences of opinion, that y'all at least have those in mind at least. Let me ask you this. What is the hardest thing about pursuing modeling and acting?
Okay. My opinion is Sam. I would probably say the competition. Competing at thousands of people who want the same thing as you.
Yeah.
So if you go to audition and they're casting for one role and there's 80 people going for that same role, sometimes it can put you down.
Yeah.
And it will make you like feel to just give up at that point because you just think you're not going to get that role because you're competing against 80 other people.
Yeah.
Which is like a big thing for me, but I'm trying to get over it because I know in life everything's a competition with everyone. In any type of job in the world, it's still a competition to get that place. But that is a big problem.
And for modeling,
for me, it's about getting there. And that everyone has their own path. But
yeah.
Sometimes when nothing's happening, you feel like you're never gonna make it. You're never gonna succeed. Like you should just change what you wanna do. Like just building, like just having faith and just being motivated and being consistent is a big thing. And it is challenging because sometimes I do feel like I only have to give up. Nothing's happening, I'm not getting any jobs or any opportunities that I'm going to just keep on waiting for the rest of my life. But I believe the harder you work, the more chance of you getting what you want. Yeah, succeeding. Definitely that good, all modeling.
Well, let me say this, because I really appreciate both of y'all answering the question like you did, because one, y'all said y'all started around 2012, okay? It's 2016. Okay, so by default, that means y'all put in some work in 4 years, but you're still not quite where you want to be yet, but you're still pushing. And there's a lot of people where, like you said, motivation-wise, they get discouraged when they get the first no. They're told no at the first audition, or they're not asked to go to an audition for that first time, or someone changes their mind last minute. There's a lot of things that you can't control in this industry, so you really have to have a thick skin right off the bat, but you also have to really think that you're going to pursue it for longer than a few weeks, because there's a lot of competition. You mentioned that y'all are in London, England. Y'all are not even in the United States, okay? And so you're competing against all the people that are there in London and England and Eastern Europe and just everywhere on that side of the world. And then everybody on this side of the world where I'm at as well. So it takes a lot. And, again, I applaud y'all because, again, most people wouldn't do it. Most people haven't done it. And the ones who have only tried for, like, a half a second, and then they quit. So I do appreciate y'all, how y'all answer that question. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
No problem. So that being said, What advice would you give to those who are thinking about getting started as a talent in the industry?
Make sure it's something you 100% want to do, and it's what you love doing. You're not doing it just to be famous or for money or for popularity. You're doing it because you feel the passion in your heart, and when you do it, it makes you happy. So then, because if that's the reason you're doing it because you're happy, then you're going to keep doing it. You're going to keep pushing yourself.
Yeah.
If you're doing it just, you know, for fame, you're going to not be as focused as you need to be. You're not focusing on what you can focus about. You're focusing on money. You're not focusing on acting or making people believe in your character or believing in yourself in that character.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing with us. You need to make sure what you want to do. And acting is the only thing we want to do in our careers with platforms. That's the only thing we can ever see ourselves doing or love doing. And we've obviously tried to think of other jobs, such as a hostess, so like, before I thought, okay, if I don't do that, I try not to think about the negative thing, like, oh, if I don't do this, if I don't get this, there's a plan B. Yeah, I don't want to think about the plan B because I don't want to distract from plan A. Even though you should always have, like, a backup plan, just keep focusing on your aim. Because if you need a backup plan, that means you're putting into your head mentally that you may fail.
Yeah.
Which is not, it's just bank it's half of yourself. If you're going to do it, you have to be 100% and you can't leave all your effort in it. Yeah, anything. Because if you put all maximum effort in focus, you will get it. Eventually you will have to get it. And if it's what you love doing, then yeah.
So in other words, you can't be wishy washy about it.
Yeah, basically, that's it.
There you go. See, that's my favorite word over here, because in the United States, there are a lot of people who wish and then they wash, but they don't do. Okay? And that gets very hard for anybody who's trying to help them do anything, get anything done, you know, because they're not really sure that they're wanting to do it. And so you keep kind of running around in circles, and that gets old after a while, and eventually nobody really believes that you're trying to do anything at all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where would you like to work? You want to act. You want to do some action films. You want to do some comedies. You want to do this and that. Where are some of the cities that y'all would like to do some work at?
Los Angeles, Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, ATL.
Atlanta, there's a lot of
cities
there right now.
I appreciate the shout out.
They're up there now. Atlanta, I think it'll be a good place as well. Canada.
Oh, my goodness. Canada up in there. All right. Well, thank you for the shout out, ATL, because, of course, that's where my show is at. And definitely Los Angeles, because, again, that is Hollywood. That's where everything kind of starts at. I think on the fashion side of things, I think New York would be a city y'all have to visit one of these days in the future, hopefully. Definitely we'll see you there as well. So all that being said, I want to say that this has been a wonderful interview that's not over yet, but y'all have done such a good job, and I'm hoping that everybody who's listening live right now and anyone who listens after this show will definitely get to appreciate some of the things that you said, because you're two young ladies that are in a different part of the world, but it's the same anywhere. It's the same basic hopes and dreams and aspirations when it comes to pursuing something are the same, even if you're in a different country. So I really just appreciate y'all answering some of the questions like y'all did tonight. And by the way, it is night where y'all are at. While it's bright and sunny here in ATL, I just wanted to make sure y'all, we want to make sure you know that. So let me ask you this. As we do kind of get ready to close out, do you have any shout-outs or thank yous that you would like to make while you're live on the air on my radio show?
Probably just to you.
Oh, look at y'all. All special and stuff. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Everyone watching. Everyone tuning in. Our mom for supporting us.
And yay, mom.
Continuing to live our dream. That's pretty much it.
And actually, let me say something about that, because that's something that a lot of people forget about is family support. There's a lot of people who are pushing for stuff but don't have any family support whatsoever. And not that it's impossible to still not do what you want, but it's just harder. So definitely shout out to mom, you know, as far as that goes, because it just makes it easier just a little bit.
Yeah.
Where can people find y'all on social media, the internet?
So you can find us on Twitter at Sam and Capricorn. And you can find us on Instagram, the Ocon Twins. You can find us on Facebook, Cass and Sam. And, that's pretty much it. Those three platforms of social media you can find us on.
Excellent. And everybody, of course, when you get to click on this show, you'll see information, all the information on my different media platforms as well. And I'll announce those later on. And plus, too, this radio show will actually be on their article that's located on imtnworldwide.com under actresses. So definitely check it out there as well. So I'm excited to be able to put that on, hopefully, later on tonight. So first and foremost, Sam and Cass, did y'all have fun on this radio interview? Be honest.
We did. We had fun, actually. A little bit of slight issues beforehand, but we got it worked out overall, and it's nice to finally go on live after so long of how much you planned it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it, planned it so long.
Good things always come to those who wait, and I definitely appreciate y'all being patient, you know, just trying to figure it out, so that way we don't spend like $10,000 on a phone call, and so just trying to get it done, and hopefully everybody appreciates it, and can't wait to hear this interview later on. So I definitely appreciate y'all once again, and can't wait to see y'all. One of these days, I know it's going to happen in the near future, whether or not y'all come over here or I go over there. I know it's one thing. I have to use my passport one of these days. So London has always been a city I've wanted to visit just because I'm a history guy. So, you know, one way or the other, we'll get to meet. And since y'all do want to try to do some work in Atlanta, I'm sure you'll meet when y'all do make y'all's first visit overseas. So can't wait for that as well. Any other final shout-outs before I let y'all go?
No, pretty much. Nice to
Nice. Well, again, everyone, this is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio, and I want to say thanks so much for both Sam and Cass, the Ocon twins. They're in London, England. They're beautiful. They're young. They're ready to go. They've already had some accomplishments. They are actresses. They are models. If you've seen a lot of my promo over the last few days, you've seen some of their images. I've seen so many good comments from different people who are owners of production companies and film companies and photographers and just all kinds of different people from all over, not just the United States, but also different countries. You know, hashtags are beautiful. Got to use them, because you just never know who might hit you up. So I've hit some people back already, so you just never know. So, you know, y'all keep it up. Y'all keep working hard, okay, because, you know, it's just a matter of time before really everybody really learns who you are, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, I'm going to let y'all go, but, of course, we'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. Y'all take care.
Bye.
International radio show. I'm very happy that worked out. Of course, y'all got to hear it live, live in color. I'll get to hear it later on after I'm finished to see how it sounded and whatnot. But I think it went well. And as Cass mentioned, that, you know, we had a little technical difficulty just kind of getting set up, you know, and again, they're 5 hours. If you don't know, I'm in the United States, and so London is actually 5 hours behind us. So, you know, when it's 8 o'clock there, it's 3 o'clock here, okay? When it's 2 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock in the morning there, guess what? I'm still up here. So, we just had to kind of get the schedules right. We had to try to do it on the technology side right and just get everything together. But we finally got it, and it's very exciting to finally have them on the air. Can't wait to see them in person in the near future. And as you heard, for yourself. There are models and actresses, but acting is their primary. And so on the theater side or the television side or commercial side or film side, that's what they're working on. And they already have a few things going on there in London, but they're looking to expand overseas. So as you see them as the Ocon twins on social media, if you see them on my page, of course, my page is Innovative Model and Talent Management, IMTN Worldwide on Instagram, and IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be sure to follow those on Instagram, Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management, and, of course, the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. If you click on all those, you will see the Ocon twins in their loveliness, in their fineness, and you'll be able to find out more about them. So if you are looking to book some twins, new twins for the new age, there you go. I'm going ahead and close out the show for tonight, and we are going to, actually, you know what, I'm not going to close out. I am going to go to a commercial break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about the Ocon twins and others for a little bit of time and then close out the show. So in the meantime, check this song out by an artist that's here in Atlanta. Her name is Turquoise. I actually had her on my show about a week ago, actually, now. And she is an artist. She specializes in electronic music, EDM. And she has a song called Sphere. And if you miss her show, definitely go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide and listen to her explanation about that song. It's very, what's the word I'm looking for, detailed. But very thought-provoking. So here's a song called Sphere by Turquoise of Turquoise Music. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone looks like pain. Try to control.
IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back. That was, again, Turquoise of Turquoise Music, and that song is called Fear. Again, please listen to the show earlier this week, I believe, to hear the explanation, and you'll find out what that song is all about. Again, you can visit. It's actually on my site, www.imtnworldwide.com. IMTNWorldwide.com. I was about to give you another site. And if you click on music, you will see Turquoise and find out more about her. The Ocon twins were live on my show, my first international interview. Sam and Cass are sisters that have been pursuing modeling and acting for about 4 years now. They live in London, England. And it was very exciting to have them with me, to where we can find out more about them personally, some of their aspirations, some of the things they've gone through in growing up as sisters, and just trying to really put themselves in a better position, and some of their future dreams and aspirations, and finding out more about them as far as that goes. And if you were listening, you definitely hear that they got personality. That goes a long way when you're trying to be a talent. And they also have strength of fortitude, because they just mentioned it gets discouraging sometimes if you're not booking a job all the time, which is impossible anyway, but you always want to be, like, progressing, of course. And progression is progressing no matter what you look at it as long as you're doing something that you didn't do the day before, okay? Again, if you're working a job, if you're in school, whether it be high school or college or graduate school, if you have kids, if you're married, you have things going on all the time that this allows you from attending all of the auditions or even submitting for work. You know that sometimes you can't submit for something because the next day you know you probably can't go to the audition if you were to get asked. So why submit to it when you know you can't go? That can sometimes be discouraging. Right? Sometimes you do find out, and this just happened, I have to bring it up. Sometimes you find out about something last minute and it's inconvenient for you to go, but you want to do it. You see what I'm saying? The thing of it is that you can't control the casting director. You can't control the production company. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain things that you can't control, and I always say, whether or not in business or entertainment, you can only control what you can't control. Concentrate on that. Okay? So, again, it was just very refreshing to hear the girls answer those questions. And again, they didn't get prepped by those questions. They didn't know what I was going to ask them. I purposely did them like that this time because I wanted people to hear their actual answers and their personalities and how they were fighting to say who was more talented, which was just hilarious. I probably should have left that one alone, but at least I didn't get into a fight, right? 646-652-4479 is the number. I do appreciate everyone who might be listening. I do know I have some listeners in Japan because I know I got some military people that I know from social media that are out there. I know I have some people in Australia that listen to the show. I know I have some people in Nigeria that listen to the show. And, of course, everybody that listens in Atlanta, New York, Miami, and Los Angeles, as well as other spots in the United States of America. So I do appreciate it, the support. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to go ahead and end the show a little bit early. I didn't know how long I was going to have the girls on, so I kind of timed it out a certain way. But again, definitely visit. And if you're not already following the show page on blogtalk.com/IMTN Worldwide, please do so, because that way you always get announcements of the next show. Also follow the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I always post the next show on that page for sure. Okay. And you can also follow the company page, IMTN Worldwide. And again, you can follow me on Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management, also Twitter. I have a Twitter page. It's Intellect, ATL, all one word. The business email is chris@imtnworldwide.com. So if you know you need casting for a project that you have coming up, if you're a film director and whatnot, magazine, publisher, commercial person and you need talent, I am a casting director, so you can contact me for that. Or if you need talent in general, let me know. I have personal talent in different cities, currently New York, Atlanta, Miami, and, of course, London, as you just heard. And the business number for local people, a.k.a. the United States of America, the number is 305-204-1826. And, of course, if you're overseas, you can hit me up on all those social medias plus email. That's going to do it for tonight. I do appreciate everyone listening in. It was again, refreshing. I really enjoyed how Sam and Cass and Sam answer those questions together as sisters. Because, again, even as sisters, you don't always get along, of course. You don't always agree with everything. But they did a great job of really iterating who they were. And I appreciate that. So that's going to be the end of the show tonight, y'all. 646-652-4479 for the next time. In the meantime, this is Chris, IM10 Worldwide Radio. Y'all have a nice rest of the weekend. Peace. Thank you.